KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. There have been confirmed reports of oiled wildlife on St. Lawrence Island. Responders from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the U.S. Coast Guard should have arrived on St. Lawrence Island last Friday evening to investigate reports. The reports for oiled wildlife include two spotted seals, three MERS, and one crested auklet. Coast Guard spokesperson David Mosley says the first report was made October 25th about a seal that looked like it had some oil on it. Then a week ago, a hunter came across birds that had oil on them. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation also received reports of oil-soaked debris that washed ashore on the island. Mosley says the culmination of reports raised red flags, prompting a closer look. The DEC says in a situation report that the product found on these animals and debris is unknown. Samples were given to a laboratory in Anchorage to find out what is covering the animals. The Coast Guard has not received any reports of damaged or sunken ships in the area. Gamble City Clerk Michael James says the mayor of Gamble has been in contact with the mayor of Savoonga, the Coast Guard, the DEC, the Village Corporation, and Tribal Council.
You know, they're coordinating an effort to get a team together to go and try and find out where the source of this oil is.
The area is designated as critical habitat for spectacled and stellar eiders, listed as threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. But the area is also home to seabirds, mammals, clams, crabs, and vegetation that the people of Savoonga and Gamble depend on. James says finding the source of oil is critically important.
Everything we harvest is from the ocean, pretty much our seals and our wildlife and the sea plants that are gathered and the birds that feed from the sea. You know, it's we eat these things, and it's really important that we find out where this contamination is coming from.
James says 50% of his family's diet is gathered from the ocean.
But it varies from household to household. A lot of people out there depend almost solely on food from subsistence harvest.
DEC Information Officer Ty Keltner says three Coast Guard personnel and one DEC person were scheduled to land on St. Lawrence Island at 5 o'clock Friday evening. James says a group of local guides was ready to work with the DEC and the Coast Guard team arriving in Gamble. Aerial searches by the Coast Guard were done last Thursday with no results. Another Democrat has joined the Senate's Republican-led majority. Senator Donnie Olson of Nome will remain a member of the powerful Senate Finance Committee. Olson joins Senator Dennis Egan of Juneau as the Democratic members of the majority, which also has 13 Republicans. The GOP seized power in the Senate after last week's elections, which broke the 10-10 split between Republicans and Democrats in the state chamber. Governor Sean Parnell says criticism of the state's attitudes towards tribes is unexpected and unwarranted. KNBA's Juan Clean Estes reports the chair of the Indian Law and Order Commission, Troy Ide, said during a recent visit to Alaska, the state hasn't any legal grounds for disputing tribal sovereignty and tribal jurisdiction. Governor Parnell says he looks forward to seeing the commission's report, and he says criticism of the state's relationship with tribes is unexpected.
We consistently work with tribes in those areas in transportation, substance abuse, domestic violence and sexual assault, health and social services, adoption issues and parental rights issues related to ICWA, so the Indian Child Welfare Act. So I'll have to take a look at it, but I am a little bit surprised by it.
Ed Thomas is president and CEO of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He agrees the state works cooperatively in many areas, but he says in the critically important area of legal rights, tribes are constantly battling with the state in court, often, he says, over unimportant details, and in areas where tribal jurisdiction is well established in federal law.
There's a lot of ways we can work on some of these legal issues if we don't have the Attorney General's office trying to adjudicate things on things that are decades old. We need to get up to speed on what other states are doing and try to bring us forward so we can work together.
Thomas says the state also successfully lobbied to exempt Alaska from legislation that authorizes increased funding and more freedom for tribes in running criminal justice systems.
That would have meant a lot more resources to our rural communities had the state not objected to having our language in the Indian Law and Order Act.
The Indian Law and Order Commission's report is due out in April 2013. The Ammonek City Council met for a special meeting last Thursday to announce new members and restructuring. Mayor for the city of Ammonek, Wilbur Hooch, will remain in his position. Jacob Red Fox has been chosen as vice mayor. Red Fox has previously served on the council and as former mayor. Angela Kamkov, a council member since 2010, has filled the secretary-treasurer position, and the vacant council seat C has been filled by Robert Andrews, who will serve until 2014. Victoria Erickson is the chief of the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department, and according to the governor, she is the best EMS administrator in the state. The Governor's Council on Emergency Medical Services named Erickson Administrator of the Year at last weekend's EMS Symposium in Anchorage. Tom Vaden is Secretary of the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department. Vaden says the award recognizes an individual who has significantly influenced the EMS system.
So she has contributed significantly to the performance of the ambulance department. She took over as chief just a few years ago, but she's got a new ambulance and we're getting newer equipment that's incredibly expensive but really needed to provide the best ambulance, the best service we can to the citizens of Nome.
Erickson has been an active member of the Nome Ambulance Department for almost 20 years. She took over as chief in 2009. Vaden says this is Erickson's second EMS award. Erickson was awarded Provider of the Year several years ago.
I don't really think people kind of understand how big a deal that is. A lot of people get nominated. Very few people get chosen. And there's probably a handful of people in the state that have two awards. I mean, you're competing statewide with EMS professionals. I mean, that's a big deal. And I think the citizens of Nome are very, very fortunate to have a professional like Vicky at the helm of the ambulance department.
Erickson received the Administrator of the Year award at the Southern Regional EMS Symposium in Anchorage last weekend. Also at the symposium, NVAD team members Scott Johnson and Danielle Sylvester competed in the statewide skills competition. They placed second, earning a trophy and $100 for the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department. The price of gold in New York is down $2.70 an ounce, trading at $1,729.10. An ounce of silver is down 23 cents, trading at $32.50, and a pound of zinc is at 86 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 12:15 and depart for Kotzebue at 1:13. It's unofficially 15 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 12 o'clock.